Today's focus of prayer for schools is for the California bills that affect any school in our county. That would include parents, students, faculty, administration. Now, there are several California bills affecting parents and their children. The following three pertain to schools: AB 1955, AB 1825, and SP 954. To view more of the bills on the docket, go to realimpact.us/action-alerts, or at least realimpact.us. AB 1955 prohibits all school employees or contracted individuals from being required to notify parents of any information regarding their child's gender identity or sexual orientation. The bill also declares any parental notification policy that a school board has passed to be invalid. So the state's going to overrun the school board. The California legislature is trying to intimidate school boards like Chino Valley Unified, who passed a notification policy that strengthens parental rights. Parents must be informed about anything that relates to their child. AB 1955 is a desperate attempt to keep parents in the dark by hiding information about their child. In an update, the Assembly passed this bill on Thursday, June 27th, and it will now go to Governor Newsom for his signature. So what can we do? Father God, we pray. Even if Governor Newsom passes this or not, we pray, God, there will be such an outcry by the parents that there will be more and more students taken out of public schools, and the public schools would lose more money, and they would have to review what they're doing to the parents' ability to make their own decisions for their children. So God, we pray that this would boomerang on them, that this would not be able to be do the ill intent that it desires to do. AB 1825 will allow materials with sexual content to make their way into public libraries across the state if they are not already in it. It also prohibits libraries from restricting access to library resources solely because of their age. If passed, libraries will effectively allow children to access material with sexual content in public libraries. It will prohibit the public library from using their own discretion and the community's opinion when prohibiting materials. In other words, again, the California would override the local community's decision, making it a higher thing than the local people. The bill actually states the discretion to determine the content materials shall not be exercised in a manner that discriminates against or excludes any material on the basis of sexual content, unless it qualifies as obscene under the U.S. Supreme Court precedent. This language will allow materials that contain sexual content into library circulation unless deemed not serious literary, artistic, political, or scientific value. The bill states a person's right to use a public resource shall not be denied because of personal characteristics, age, background, or views. It was passed on May 23rd. Scheduled for a hearing that has happened in recently, and we have yet to hear the update on that. So again, we'll read one more and then we will pray for all three together. SB 954 will require each public high school to give students free condoms. Public middle schools and high schools would also be required to allow condom distribution during sex ed instruction by school staff or from an outside organization. This was passed by the Assembly Health Committee on Tuesday, June 25th, and will now go to the Assembly Appropriation Committee. Father, we pray for people to take action on each of these. We pray for the citizens, the voters, the people that have children in school, grandchildren, uncles, aunts, whoever, that they will write, call, email, text their legislatures that have anything to do with the voting, the processing, the believing in, the supporting, the encouraging, etc. of these bills. We pray for the schools, God, as they hear these, how they can work around it, that somehow the librarians can still not have stuff there that is inappropriate, and that they would either put it in places that are so hard to find and not be displayed that kids would not even be able to see it or look for it or access it. God, we pray that you would grant that these laws would be changed back, and that they would not allow, they would have to notify parents. Parents would have to be notified about things, that they could also have the power to say things. And the school boards given the power back, the local areas. And we also pray, God, that these public libraries will not distribute and take in more sexual content or any at all, especially in the younger ages. And we pray, God, that they will not hand out condoms and say, oh, just have free sex, even though they're contradicting themselves, saying you aren't allowed to by law. So hard, you know how hard this looks to us, but you are the God of the impossible, and nothing is too difficult for you. That's who we're asking, that you can help see these things turn around, that California will be saved, including those in government, and laws will be changed to see the things that you want right. Your standards, your morals would change our state and our schools, in Jesus' name.